Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way. From our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you in. 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. After day off yesterday, Mark Duke's back to my right. I'm Scott Unash, Alex Kuhn, our producer. We're going to talk to Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com. Talk some Iowa football with you. We'll do that coming up here on the program today. Get you up to date on the Olympics and the crazy Ryan Lochte situation, which for the most part, probably at least ended today. Still yet to see what's going to happen as far as the letter of the law in Brazil is concerned. So stay tuned for that. But we will talk about that a little bit. We've got Olympic wrestling to talk about. Some NFL news. Le'Veon Bell's suspension goes from 4 games to 3 games. But my colleague Mark Dukes is still wondering why Tom Brady has 4 games, ladies and gentlemen.
I am indeed.
Yeah, so we can query you about that as well. And an incredible anniversary today to remind you about. All that coming up here on the program. Good to have you back in the chair to the right.
Yeah, great to be back. Thanks to Alex Kuhn for filling in for me yesterday. I was able to listen to just a fraction of the show yesterday and seemed like it went well, as always, with John Cranton. And, nice to be back in the saddle.
Yeah, good to have you back. And we did have a good show yesterday. They're all good, right, in their own way?
Well, we would hope so.
U.S. Olympic men's basketball, they are in action right now against Spain. And right now in the fourth quarter, they are ahead. The news not quite as good for the United States men's volleyball team. A very spirited five-setter with the Italians earlier on today. Back and forth, and in the end, the Italians upset the United States men today in the semifinal. So they will not get the gold or the silver. They will go for the bronze coming up in the next couple of days or so. That was a spirited match. A lot of complaining. There have been a lot of technicals in the United States versus Spain men's basketball game. United States women's basketball, they are into the gold medal game. We know that. We had another hole-in-one today on the golf course, and the United States women are doing well.
Yeah, they are. And women's competition completing the third round, and Jarena Pillar from the United States, Stacey Lewis in medal contention. They'll finish up tomorrow. And volleyball on the men's and women's side are both very spirited and fun to watch and somewhat controversial from time to time. And you get that. And sometimes in wrestling as well.
Yeah, you right? do. You do. Tough day for Dan Dennis, the former Hawkeye wrestler. And I hope something's got to be done differently with the way the Olympic wrestling draw has done it. Or draw. sometimes the Americans don't get the benefit of a really good draw. That's what our director of first impressions, Loretta, told us earlier on today. But we already knew that. Tough draw for Dan Dennis today, and he got to wrestle once in Rio in these Olympic Games, and that was it, as he lost to Bulgarian, one of the top at that weight in the world. And then the way that Dan Dennis needed to get back with a chance to wrestle for a bronze medal would be if the Bulgarian made it all the way through into the finals. Well, he got beat later on, so Dan Dennis wrestled once in Rio, and that was his Olympic experience.
Yeah, that's a tough way to go, and a tough, you go all that way to wrestle one match, lose 11-0, and then you got to depend on the guy that beat you to advance. And the Bulgarian was up 4-0 and ended up losing, blowing that lead, and losing 8-4. So Dennis went all that way to wrestle one match, and while it's nice to always say you were an Olympian, it's a tough way to go out, and not a great day for Jordan Burroughs either.
No, Jordan Burroughs.
He will not medal.
No. So that's tough for the American wrestling team today after they had the success yesterday with the first woman to win a gold medal.
Which is great.
Which was fantastic. Great to see that. But should they do it differently? 319-366-1600. Guppy's on the go text line. Love to hear from you out there. Should they do it differently? Is it sour grapes because Dan Dennis lost today? That's a long, like you said, that's a long way to go to get one match in. I hope he got a lot of souvenirs for basically being in Rio for 2 weeks and then wrestling one match. That's tough.
Yeah, tough way to go, no doubt about it.
But same with Jordan Burroughs.
I mean, it is what it is. You know going in what it's all about, how it's structured, and while it was a terrible draw for Dennis, he had to depend on somebody else, and that didn't happen. But, I mean, it's a great story at age 29 and what he's been through just to get to the Olympics. And I know NBC chronicled that, a story that Michael Austin and others have told many times, and it's well documented. But still, one match and you go home, it's doesn't seem quite right.
No, it doesn't seem quite right. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Rob Howell, HawkeyeNation.com. We'll do that coming up in a little bit. The other story today, besides the men's volleyball team going down to defeat, we have somewhat of an apology from everyone's favorite reality show contestant slash swimmer, Ryan Lochte. Although, I ask you, Mark, is it really an apology if you really don't apologize for what you did? You apologize for the aftermath of what you did.
Well, he tiptoed, and he did issue an apology via his Instagram account. Of course, you can't, you know, do anything else but announce things on social media, Twitter, Instagram, what have you. But basically said he wanted to apologize for his behavior, for not being more careful and candid in how he described the events of that morning.
How about apologizing for being an idiot? Not for covering it up. How about apologizing for urinating and doing everything you did and wrecking the bathroom of a gas station?
Tearing a door off,
causing damage.
Now, we don't know if he's the one that actually did all that, do we?
But he was there.
Yeah.
He's guilty by association at that point. No mention of that in his three-paragraph heartfelt apology that he issued today via social networking. Nothing about that. He was just very, very sorry that he got caught, basically.
He said he should have been more responsible in how he handled himself. And he said, for that, I'm sorry to his teammates, fans, competitors, sponsors, and hosts. Yeah, he went on and on with some flowery verbiage. But, you know, are people going to forget this?
Yes, eventually.
Will that forever be his legacy?
Oh, yeah. His legacy, yes. But this will be forgotten. This won't even be talked about because you got Usain Bolt and doing what he did. You have Ledecky doing what she did. You had Michael Phelps doing it. You had the U.S. women's gymnastics team. Kerry Wallace Jennings and April Ross, what they did, and probably their final go around, at least for Kerry. Yeah, it'll be an afterthought.
So it'll be, whenever you mention Ryan Lochte, it'll be a parenthetical type thing. Ryan Lochte, comma, who was a fool in the 2016 Rio Olympics, or some words to that effect.
Is this going to help him, though, outside the pool in life?
I don't think he's going to get much sponsorship, is he?
No, but is he going to be on every stupid reality show out there? People are going to be tripping over themselves to try to sign this guy to be on the next whatever, you know.
I don't know.
I think they will. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. Does Ryan Lochte make a career on reality television now?
8092. The United States should extradite him for embarrassing our country.
American men's basketball team has won, though.
They're not going to embarrass our country.
To this
At
point,
least on
no.
the court.
To this point, everything is good. I agree. Send him down there. Why not?
Now, the other three swimmers, as I understand, have faced the authorities, at least two out of the three, faced authorities and are on their way home, or if not here, right?
Correct.
Should Lochte have to go back to Brazil and face the music?
Why not? He got out of there when the get was good. He pulled a Pete Carroll getting out of USC.
It was just coincidence he left when he did, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that was it. 13 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Let us know what you think on the Guppies on the Go text line. We'll get you bottom of the hour Sports Center coming up in a little bit. We're going to talk to Rob Howe as well. That will be coming up. Also, we have our final, Mark, Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away today. We're going to do that in just a little bit. Before 4 o'clock, you'll get yourself 12-pack of regular and Diet Dr. Pepper, some Dr. Pepper swag, and also some KGYM swag. We'll have that for you coming up here in just a little bit. Should mention as well, we got a little bit of rain moving through the northern part of Linn County right now, just north of the Cedar Rapids metro area. If you're in Center Point, Coggin, Alburnett, Walker, that area, you probably have some rain going through right now. So more rain is expected tonight as well.
So there Alex Kuhn, our producer, reporting that one of the swimmers had to pay like $10,000 to get out of the country. I hadn't seen that.
I did not. Maybe he can elaborate on that.
Does that cover all four?
He had to pay for
$2,500 apiece.
It's like paying for
picking up the bill.
It's like picking up the tab for everybody's green fee.
I thought these athletes didn't have any money. Where'd he come up with $10,000?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Now he says donate. Now he says donate for that. I don't know. The Olympics, the run will come to an end on Sunday when the closing ceremonies will take place. And then everyone's attention turns toward football.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting how quickly everyone will turn their attention toward football.
2 weeks from tomorrow, college football gets underway in earnest. And with the Iowa, Iowa State, UNI in action, high school football kicked off last night with HLV winning, defeating Waco, and more eight-man football tonight. And next week, we're right in the thick of things, and we will renew our tailgate tour next Thursday, Scott.
Yeah, we will. We'll be at Kennedy. Looking forward to that, the James International College tailgate tour, and going to be a lot of fun. We'll get things started on a Thursday over at Kennedy. For Kennedy and Muscatine, a top 10 showdown to get started non-district play next Thursday night. That'll be in all three of our frequencies. Also, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, four more coaches. We will preview Kennedy, Washington, Jefferson, and Marion football. Coming up on the Coach's Corner, John Hegarty will join me here in studio, and that will be at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Jimmy Feagan, according to our friend Mr. Alex Kuhn and producer, has agreed to donate about $11,000 to charity so that he may leave Brazil. That is according to media sources.
And that's confirmed by Dr. Bob on our text line at 1841. It was $11,000, and the money was not a fine but a donation to charity in Brazil. I kid you not. That's what the third swimmer had to do to leave the country. Kenneth at 2364, I predict Lochte ends up on something like Dancing with the Stars or
exactly.
The Bachelor.
Exactly. Thank you for agreeing with me on that one. You know he's going to.
He's okay. He's going to be on the bats. Or who? What girl is going to trust him?
Oh, please! Come on. These things are—they're scripted, Mark. You have fun.
Maybe.
Man, 17 past the hour. We'll take a break. We'll talk more about this and the big anniversary today as well. You won't want to miss that. Next, though, Rob Howe is going to join us. We're going to talk with him about Iowa football from HawkeyeNation.com. So stay with us. More to come. It is the Friday edition of the Gym Class as we close out the week with you right here on KGYM.
Hey, guys. Ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry. We've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 8/17 to 8/23. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 8/10 to 9/5.
Beating the heat, it's what summer's all about. And at AutoZone, we know that with your car's battery, it's not about staying cool, it's about staying tough. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which corrodes your battery's insides. That's why Duralast batteries are designed and tested to start in extreme temperatures. How extreme? How does 167 degrees sound? So beat the summer heat with a battery that'll last. Get yourself a Duralast battery, sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
Hey, Golic, my favorite way to spend time during the summer is playing golf. What's yours?
Well, Greeny, it's obviously grilling out with the family.
I know how you love it. And now you can enjoy the outdoors and have a great-looking deck as well.
Well, tell me a little more about that.
Whether you want to bring out the beauty of new wood or cover up an old deck, Cabot Stain gets the job done well.
All right, I'm sold. By the way, how do you like your steaks?
Cabot's family of deck stains are available at your neighborhood Ace. Cabot, we've got you covered.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, I'm kind of bored. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge Practice Facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you, 320, here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Coming up on Monday, we will come back from the weekend. Jeff Johnson will join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, not only to talk about Colonels baseball, not only to talk about high school football, but also Jeff is going to be covering the UNI Panther football team. Starting this fall, so we will talk with JJ about that. The Americans beat the Spanish, I believe it was 82-76, I saw the final score right there, so they advanced to the gold medal game coming up. Already, Mark, you were trying to verify this in the sports office. Right, there are already rumors to the effect that Ryan Lochte may be on season 23 of Dancing with the Stars, which hits close to home to you.
I don't think it's going to happen. Dancing with the Stars, season 23. According to HollywoodLife.com, not exactly the Washington Post, but Todd Brommelkamp forward, he's a big fan of DWTS, too. At any rate, this website says Dancing with the Stars producers have asked Lochte before in years past and always got a no. But this year...
I bet he doesn't know!
This year it actually looked like it was going to happen, according to the producers. However, after the drama over the robbery in Rio, chances are it's not going to happen. Sorry, folks.
He's going to make it on some reality show or two. That one's too highbrow for...
Which Olympian would you like to see in Dancing with the Stars? Should you watch the show?
Biles.
Phelps?
I think he'd do well. I'd like to see Biles, the gymnast.
Okay. Well, Shawn Johnson won it once,
she
right?
She won it once, yeah. I think, did Allie Raisman, was she on it as well?
I don't know.
You're the expert.
I am.
Dancing with the... You are, among the two of us, I haven't watched 20 seconds of the show.
Well,
so.
Among the two of us, I'll take that mantle.
All right. Hey, a reminder, coming up on Friday... September 2nd, that's Fry Day, September 2nd. It's Fry Fest, day to celebrate all that is Hawkeye, and this year, a year of many firsts. You're going to get to see all the rivalry trophies in one place, plus this year, first time ever, fireworks, and the great band Hairball will be there on stage at 8 o'clock. You can get your tickets, or excuse me, you can get your tickets and more information at kgymradio.com. APC is going to be broadcasting there live as well from the Coralville Marriott at on that day from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock.
Before we get to Rob Howe, one last text on the Lochte situation, at least in this segment, Dr. Bob. My guess is that a prominent donor or the USOC paid the quote-unquote fine. Lochte will end up with an outstanding warrant in Brazil, so essentially a lifetime ban from the country. And he'll end up as a guidance counselor for the Florida State football program or the Duke lacrosse team.
Now, they were innocent.
He also says, our gold medal shot putter on Dancing with the Stars, I'd watch that. female shot putter, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Michael Carter's daughter, I believe. Yeah.
I believe so.
Michelle.
She didn't get a lot of airtime on NBC in primetime, though. Didn't get a lot of airtime. Rob Howe, going to get some airtime right now from HawkeyeNation.com, set to join us here. I don't know how we're going to do it. We're going to move from Ryan Lochte to the Iowa Hawkeye football team. But by golly, we've done that before here on the old Gym Class program. And Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Well, not too bad. Are you a big Dancing with the Stars viewer, or you don't take that in?
I am not.
Okay.
I try to steer clear as much of the reality TV stuff as I can, but sometimes I get sucked in. I'd go with Usain Bolt, though, if I was throwing something.
Ooh, there you go.
Usain, that's not bad. I'd like to see that. He'd be very charismatic on that program, I bet. So there you go. One vote for Usain Bolt. Let's get to it. Iowa football team. Of course, the last time everybody got to see them in person was at Kids Day last Saturday. And very interesting things came out. C.J. Beathard with the knee brace. Punters really weren't trotted out there. Kickers had kind of a mixed bag of success. But I guess, what'd you take away from Kids Day last Saturday?
Yeah, I guess, Scott, from initially, I'm not sure if you'd call it shock, but surprised with how many guys weren't practicing. Now, a lot of those guys have come back and to different degrees this week. But it just kind of highlighted to me as I watched the backups in there that it's always the case at Iowa, as you guys know. But if there are a couple injuries, or especially in key spots, that's when the trouble begins. And they were able to sustain that last year, especially on the offensive line. And I think a lot of that was because Austin Blythe and Jordan Walsh being such solid anchors to that line. And you hope that the guys that were there last year can move into that role this year if they do have injuries up front. But just depth, I think, at this point. You're still looking at – I was looking at the linebacker position. They only have two upperclassmen, and they're both juniors, Ben Neiman and Josie Jewell. Everybody else is a sophomore and freshman at the linebacker spot, with the exception of Bo Bauer as well, who looks like he may be the will guy. So they have a lot of good pieces in place. It's just I wonder if they have to go into the depth chart, how much that will affect them.
Nobody could have predicted 12-0 last year, Rob, and you're a fool if you step forward now. But the Vegas number is 8.5 wins. Are you on the over or under?
I got 9-3, Mark, and that's a good season around here. I know that will upset some people if they don't go 12-0 again, but schedule's a little harder this year, and they lost some key pieces from last year, and I think from what we saw in practice on Saturday, some of the areas that were question marks, and I think I've talked with you guys before on the air about wide receiver, pass rush on the edge. I still left practice wondering if some of those areas they're going to go into the season with some of those still being question marks, and they're going to have to grow up quick as the season goes on if they want to play at that high level again, because there's some key areas. Tight end is another one where, with Kittle out, it was pretty glaring that there's a lot of inexperience at that position. So I've got him at 9 because I still think it's a manageable schedule, but I think that 8.5 number is probably spot on.
Any inkling as to who might break out at the wide receiver spot? I know a lot of people, including myself, want to see what Jay Shield can do, but he's constantly banged up. Maybe he'll be healthy by the opener, but any inkling as to who might break out there?
Yeah, Mark, I think Jay is definitely one that's gotten a lot of positive attention from the coaches, and that's what I try to pay most close attention to rather than, the fans or media trying to predict it, because we just don't get the access to practice that much. And, Bobby Kennedy and Kirk and some of the other receivers and quarterbacks all mentioned Jay as a guy that's kind of emerged in the summer and 7-on-7s and in camp. And I think it's just a matter of him staying healthy. And that's been a big issue for him in the past. And he missed Kids Day with a hamstring. So if they can keep him healthy, I think he's certainly a guy that can help him in that Devon Smith spot. And then Jermynick Smith, Bobby Kennedy just lit him up during Kids Day for not running the route and not playing hard. And Bobby Kennedy mentioned that to me on Media Day, that he's a kid that he's still a little immature. He's got the talent, but he needs to grow up quickly. And if he doesn't do that, he's going to find himself on the bench. I think he's one guy that, you know, can stretch the field and can be a really dynamic weapon for them. But, you know, this coaching staff, they're not going to put up with that stuff. And I had heard he got run out of practice, too, once for not doing what he's supposed to do. So that's a guy to keep an eye on. Devontae Young, the true freshman, made a really nice catch at the kids' day. He was just running a straight line down the sideline. The ball was underthrown. He stopped on a dime, came back, caught the ball. And he's also gotten a lot of positive publicity, too. So a lot of unknowns there, but, you know, you do have solid players in Matt Vandenberg. And I think Riley McCarron's a little bit underrated. I think he's a kid that will have a good season.
Got a couple minutes, Rob, before we get to the bottom of the hour Sports Center. We'll talk more after that. But you mentioned the tight end position with Kittle out. You had two freshmen. They got a lot of reps last Saturday. And again, when BTN was down there, those two guys, and I think that's true with a lot of the freshmen. This could be a record-breaking true freshman group playing already. But especially in that tight end position, those two guys could get some reps.
Yeah, and I haven't really kind of made out whether the true freshman playing a lot will be a good thing, because there's a lot of times where that's not a good thing. I think as long as they're used as depth, that's a good thing. But if they're thrust into major roles this year, I'm not sure if there are any guys that in this group that are really impact-type players. But as you said, T.J. Hockenson from Sheridan and Noah Fant from Omaha, both came in really highly acclaimed, did great things in high school, and I think they're getting a long look. I think Nate Vivoda is a guy. He's a redshirt freshman out of Chicago. He's a guy that's kind of under the radar as well. He played a lot on Saturday and did well. And then Peter Picar, the legacy former walk-on from Wisconsin, he's another guy that I think can emerge at tight end. So hopefully John Wisniewski gets healthy. He's another guy like Jay Shield that just can't seem to stay on the field. I thought this might be a breakout type year for him, but a lot of question marks at that position, as you said.
Rob Howe joining us from HawkeyeNation.com. And Rob, we're going to get a Sports Center here at the bottom of the hour. Can you hang on and join us here in a couple minutes?
Sure can.
All right. We'll get back to Rob coming up here in just a moment. We'll get you updated on the world of sports. Little League World Series, if you're interested. Johnston, Iowa, just underway in their game with California. That is 0-0 right now as they play out in Pennsylvania. Going to get you a bottom of the hour Sports Center, and it is brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 o'clock. Back with more after this.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge Practice Facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news from the NFL. Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell will be suspended for 3 games instead of 4 to start the season. The Players Association was able to negotiate a settlement regarding Bell's missed drug tests. ESPN's Dan Graziano reports free agent linebacker Mike Neal will be interviewed by the league office on the Al Jazeera report on the alleged use of PEDs. Neal changes his mind. At first, he said he would not talk. Yankees right-hander Nathan Eovaldi had Tommy John surgery today. He's expected to miss the rest of this season and all of next season when his current contract runs out. The Cubs put two pitchers on the DL today, John Lackey with a sore shoulder, Hector Rondon with a sore triceps. The U.S. men's basketball team will play for the gold on Sunday after an 82-76 win against Spain today. Klay Thompson with 22. Team USA will play either Australia or Serbia. And swimmer Ryan Lochte apologizes today for his part in this week's big story in Rio. Lochte and three of his teammates involved in vandalizing a bathroom.
SportsCenter is brought to you by JCPenney. Get an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or 15% off with any other form of payment. It's a brand and a deal you won't find anywhere else. That's getting your pennies worth.
You know, when it comes to baseball, staying alert on the base paths can help turn a hit into a winning run.
And when it comes to business travel, a Ready For You alert from La Quinta Inns and Suites can help you score a win on the road.
Just choose your time of arrival when you book at LQ.com.
Then get a Ready For You alert the second your room is ready.
Because at La Quinta, winners don't wait for rooms, rooms wait for winners.
Book your next stay at LQ.com and know exactly when to check in.
Then enjoy sliding headfirst into a pillow top bed sooner than you think.
For faster check-in, book now at LQ.com.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil for just $19.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies, and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
The gym class in the gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back at 3:35, right on the button here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Twins and the Royals coming up tonight. Royals are hot. They're back in it again. Every time you count out the Kansas City Royals, here they come. They're not going to give that crown up easily. And they will take on the Twins tonight, 107.5 FM. We'll have that beginning at 7 o'clock. We're going to continue our conversation with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com, talking Iowa football here on the Friday edition of the show.
Hey, Rob, you're on top of recruiting, and it's fun to follow that stuff if you're into that. But a lot has been made of this 2017 class. Can you give us an overview on that and your impressions?
Yeah, I brought that up to Kelvin Bell, the new recruiting coordinator at Media Day, and he kind of jokingly snapped at me saying, hey, because Iowa was so big into not looking at stars and, you know, doing their own evaluations. So it's more for us as media people and the fans. And, you know, it looks like on paper that this is a very strong class anchored by Eno Benjamin, the running back out of Texas, and then A.J. Epinesa, the defensive end from Illinois. And then around that, I mean, Chevin, a really good cornerback out of Texas, out of Dallas that they got. I think they've really addressed their needs, Mark, and then they've also built off of last season's, you know, 12-2 and national exposure and being in the playoff hunt and all that. I think it helped them as well.
A lot of players that will figure into the secondary, it looks like.
Yeah, they. I think the last three verbal commitments have been guys in the secondary. They got their last commitment was, I think it was last week. I can't keep track of time anymore, and I won't be able to until my kids go back to school next week. But Joshua Turner, a cornerback out of Florida, committed to them as the last commitment. You know, and they did well. They've got DeMond Colbert out of Kansas City, who's a really good safety. I think they, as well as they've done in the secondary, they're still in with some good secondary people that I think they would still take another one if they could. Kobe Boyce, who's committed to Texas, is one guy I think he's visited here and he's supposed to take an official visit. He's a guy I think they would take. Rush East out of Indiana, who was formerly committed to Kentucky, is another guy I think they would bring on. Scotty Nelson, a safety out of Detroit, is another guy they like a lot. So they're going heavy in that area. And, you know, they're going to have, obviously, graduations. They lose Desmond King and Greg Maben. Miles Taylor is a junior this year. So they're going to have some openings in the secondary coming up in the next couple of years. So they're stocking up on them now.
Rob, why do you think, what's the chief reason for the success? Would it be, we've heard about, the new facilities, you know, maybe last year's success. I know some of the current players have helped in the recruitment of players, the approach. What is it?
Yeah, we had a press conference today with Kelvin Bell, Tyler Barnes and Scott Southmade, who are kind of the recruiting team at Iowa now. And it's interesting because I know you guys both go way back, and to think that, you know, there are separate departments now in college football and some of the SEC schools. I mean, they have like 10 to 15 people working just on recruiting alone. Iowa's considerably less, but those are the three main guys. And, I, you know, it's a concerted effort on everybody's part. I think a lot of it's the coordination of how they do it, you know, with from, you know, what they send kids and mailers and all these, you know, recruiting is just so much different now than it used to be in terms of getting in front of kids as much as you can on social media, through mailers. They send them posters, puzzles. But I think all that stuff plays into it, Mark, the facilities. But nothing is more important than winning on the football field. When Iowa does well on the football field, they usually tend to open up more doors in recruiting.
Mm, true. Rob Howe joining us here at 3:39 on the Friday edition of the program. And Rob, the offensive line, it's been kind of a little bit of rearranging the deck chairs here so far. Early on, thought we'd see Daniels at center. Not seeing Daniels at center. We've had people move around in different spots anyway. A lot of that due to injury. So it's going to be very interesting to see how what the five guys and how they line up against Miami of Ohio coming up a week from Saturday or so.
Yeah, especially that as you said, that center spot / guard spot with James Daniels and Sean Welsh. Scott, those are like, it seems like there's a musical chairs thing going on there. And I was surprised, and it seemed at media day that, you know, Sean had practiced through the spring and when James Daniels was out, and it looked like he was going to be the center. But then it seems in the last week or so they've kind of reversed field on that a little bit. James Daniels played a lot of center at Kids Day. And then Brian Ferentz told Big Ten Network that he kind of leaned towards James Daniels as the starting center. So I think they just need to lock into, you know, where those guys are going to be as best they can based on health, and then try to get some of that chemistry and continuity going, because that's so important in the zone blocking scheme. But I like the other three guys that they have on the line, Boone Myers, Cole Cross, and Ike Becker, all have starting experience. You know, they're all upperclassmen now. So there's a lot of potential on this line. There's a lot of hype, too. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but, I mean, they're being called maybe the best line in the country, top five, and I know that makes Kirk and Brian wince because they see the growing pains in practice, but the potential is there.
Hey, just going at this point right now, and obviously there's a lot of things that could develop in the next 2 weeks or so. You mentioned 9 wins. That's your prediction for the Hawkeyes anyway. Is that enough to win the West? And if so, who does Iowa play coming out of the East? Is it going to be Ohio State, or is it going to be Michigan State, or is it going to be somebody else?
Yeah, I put Michigan in there too. And I know that those are the three likely candidates out of that division. I think Ohio State, they've done it before. As well as Michigan State and Michigan have recruited recently, Ohio State is still the king of that and just has talent. I think JT Barrett, left alone to be the quarterback, is the best quarterback in the conference. I don't know if he's the best pro prospect, but I think he's the best quarterback in the conference. Mm-hmm. That's taking nothing away from C.J. Beathard, but what that kid did a couple years ago was just amazing. I mean, stuff that hadn't been done in the league before. And I think 9-3, you know, I think that gets Iowa right in that, you know, in the equation. It's hard to say. Wisconsin's got the toughest schedule. I think they play two of those big three of the Eastern Conference, or the Eastern Division. So it's tough to see them come out of it. But if you look at Iowa and Nebraska, I would put Northwestern and Minnesota. I think all four of those teams have a shot to win the West. But I would make Iowa a favorite just based on what they have coming back and what they did last year.
In terms of basketball, Rob, what kind of contributions do you think the incoming freshmen will make, either based on what you might have seen in the primetime league or elsewhere? And then talk a bit beyond that in that next recruiting class.
Yeah, the next recruiting class is in 2017 right now is Connor McCaffrey. And I think Fran and he's going to be fighting over with the baseball team over him. It looks like he's going to play both sports, but he's the only guy in that class to this point. They just are loaded with underclassmen. But this incoming freshman class, I saw quite a bit of PTL stuff, and I put up a Tyler Cook and Isaiah Moss. I put up highlight videos of them on the site within the last few days. And I think both of those guys, even though Moss is in his second year, he'll still be a freshman. I think both of those guys can definitely be in the rotation. And I think Cook is, I'd be surprised if he's not a starter. He's the most, from what I've seen my years doing this, he's the most prepared incoming freshman that Fran has had, and probably the most prepared since Tyler Smith came in with Steve Alford and Craig Neal. He's just a guy, if you watch the highlights that I put up there, he's just a dynamic player. He can stretch it out to three-point. He can dribble with either hand. He's a monster around the rim. He's a very quick leaper. He gets off the floor very well. He really is a full package. He's going to have some growing pains because he's a freshman in the Big Ten, but the upside there is just tremendous. And I've always liked what I've seen from Jordan Bohannon. You know, it seems like people kind of overlook the Bohannon family at their own peril. You know, these kids can play at that level and this and that, and then they just go out there and get the job done. And he's going to have a lot of pressure on him, you know, going with Christian Williams trying to be the point guard this year. But I like the kid's attitude. I think he has the mental makeup. He's not afraid. So I think he'll be fine. And then I'm trying to remember who else we have coming in.
Oh, next year, Cordell Pemsel.
Pemsel, yeah. Sorry. Another instant kid. I shouldn't have forgot him. I think he was one of the guys in the PTL that was, I don't want to say a huge surprise, but I had seen him during the year, and he wasn't, I'm sure you saw him too, Scott. He wasn't completely healthy from the knee problems.
Right.
And he just looked much better in the PTL. He looked like he was in really good shape, like when he was younger. Looks like he was able to get himself in the weight room. He looked quick. He jumped well. And he's always been a pretty skilled player for his size. So I was really happy with what I saw from him this summer. I think he's a guy that, I don't know where all these minutes are going to come from, guys, because you got so many players on this team kind of fighting for minutes, and I don't know how deep Fran wants to go. But he's another guy that could factor into the mix this year.
Yeah, I would agree. And I agree with you about Pemsel. He looked 100% better last year at Waller than he did the year before after that surgery. So I think nothing but good things are on the horizon for him. Rob, we'll keep up the great work at HawkeyeNation.com. We'll be talking with you a bunch during the fall, and always good catching up with you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Rob Howe joining us here on the Friday edition of the program at 3:46 here on KGYM. We have the poll question up at KGYMradio.com for you to think about and vote on.
We do indeed, and that's in lieu of the United States men's basketball team just completing an 82-76 victory over Spain to reach the gold medal game that the United States will face either Australia or Serbia. KGYMradio.com, would you rather win an NBA championship ring or an Olympic gold medal? Vote for one of the two. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
That is a tough decision. That is a tough, tough decision. We're going to take a break, come back. Mark is going to talk about why in the world it's stupid that Le'Veon Bell gets a 3-game suspension while Tom Brady gets a 4-game suspension. And yes, we have not forgotten about the terrific anniversary today. Something of great interest to this state happened 5 years ago today. Has nothing to do with the Little League World Series. We'll talk about that when we come back as well here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $22. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekend evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $22 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where is this place?
Under 380 at the end of the S-curve.
And you think we're going to find LG appliances there?
Yes.
And you believe they'll be half price or less?
Yes.
And you also want me to hop in the truck and drive there with you right now?
Also, yes.
Who would want to do that?
Apparently, everyone. Scratch and Dent Appliance Warehouse. Brand new high-end appliances for half price or less. You don't need a password to get in. At least not yet. under Interstate 380 at the end of the S-curve in Cedar Rapids. ScratchandDentCR.com.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find guys Levi's 511 slim fit jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 8/17 to 8/23. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 8/10 to 9/5.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:49, final 8 minutes of the program here today. 319-366-1600, that's the Guppies on the Go text line. We had people chime in a little bit earlier about Ryan Lochte. I'm sure a few more out there as well, but... You were not enamored by Roger Goodell and the National Football League and what they did today. First of all, they made news earlier on in the day because basically they told the players, you better come forward and you better talk with us or you're going to face possible suspension as far as the article, and help me out in the
Al Jazeera.
Thank you. In that particular publication out there. So you got two Green Bay Packers and James Harrison of the Pittsburgh Steelers that are now going to go meet with Roger Goodell. Harrison is actually going to meet a few days after the published deadline was put out there. So he's kind of putting it through Mr. Goodell right now. Yeah, I'll come talk to you, but it's going to be after your little deadline that you gave us. And in the midst of all that, the NFL lowers the suspension from 4 games to 3 games for Le'Veon Bell, but Tom Brady is still sitting out 4 games for what, 2 ounces in a football?
Well, it doesn't make much sense to me. I think the punishment that Roger Goodell dishes out is pretty uneven from time to time, and I think this is another instance. Stories I've read, it's rare. Not only that, a suspension gets reduced in a case such as Bell's, which is substance abuse related, but that a 3-game suspension is equally rare for something in a player in this category. Bell missed 2 games last year. I think he got a game back, originally 3, reduced to 2 last year. And now, because he missed a drug test, got 4 games, and Bell said that he had lost his phone and therefore couldn't make it to the test. Well, I'm pretty sure that's not the only way to reach the NFL. But
got a few people that could probably help
him out. Maybe, yeah, an agent or what have you. But maybe prove that he did lose his self. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the substance-related suspension, I don't think is anywhere near the category of a Tom Brady in 4 games. But I think that in the case of Brady, it was the fact that the Patriots – are not the NFL front office's favorite team.
No, they are not.
And maybe that's self-inflicted.
They've been belligerent against the NFL over the years.
And it made Tom Brady just wouldn't go away from them. And therefore, the 4 games stuck. So, Le'Veon Bell be back in week 4 against your Kansas City Chiefs.
Funny how that happens, isn't it? Funny how that happens.
I think that's a Monday night game, maybe.
I think it is. And that's fine. Whatever. Rather beat somebody with their full allotment of players than without their full allotment.
Bell's going to miss games against the Redskins in Washington, home against Cincinnati, and at Philadelphia,
who they just played last night in a preseason game. Were you happy with your Bears last night? Did you watch any Bear action?
I watched all of the first quarter and parts of the second, and I focused on the first because that's when all the starters played.
Correct.
And the Bears were out in front 11-0. I thought Cutler looked pretty good. Langford, the running back, was good. you know, the Bears aren't quite there yet. I'm not ready to pronounce them contenders for the division title or anything like that. But I was encouraged because week one was really, really bad.
And Fox is a good coach. They aren't going to be that bad, as they showed in week number one.
Decent outing for Jake Rudock of the Lions last night, although he did throw an interception on his third pass. He was 8 out of 11 for 90 yards. Another former Iowa quarterback, not going to make it in the NFL as a quarterback, but A.J. Derby.
Yeah.
Trying to make it as a tight end with the New England Patriots. 6 catches, 71 yards last night, and looked good.
And caught a touchdown, I believe, as well last night. Might not start.
Well, not with Gronkowski there, no.
Might not start, but he's going to try to.
Every team's going to carry 3, maybe 4 tight ends, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You got to have them, and everybody's got special situations and whatnot that have special packages and bring in different personnel out there.
Really good text from 6882.
They're all really good.
Brady challenged the integrity of the game. Bell is a fool off the field. It's apples and oranges.
Yeah. Did he? And I think you hit something on the head as well with the Patriots and the way they kind of thumbed their nose at Roger Goodell in the National Football League, even before Roger Goodell, with some of the things that they did. So I can see your point. Hey, before we talk about the anniversary, we want to give away our final Dr. Pepper prize pack right now. What number do you want to go with?
Well, Dr. Pepper's 10, 2, 4. Let's see, 10 minus 4 is 6, right? Okay.
Sure.
Let's do it.
6. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Alex Kuhn will get your information. Dr. Pepper prize pack. Thanks to Steve, everybody at Dr. Pepper for helping us out. They're a great sponsor, and we do appreciate all their help throughout the year. All right, 5 years ago, what happened on this particular day, Mr. Mark Dukes, that shook the state of Iowa?
I believe a trophy was trotted out.
Yes, it was. It was trotted out at the Iowa State Fair, the only thing not on a stick at the Iowa State Fair.
I've been watching State Fair highlights, by the way.
I
highly recommend it.
I love the State Fair
highlights.
Absolutely. I love it at night. It's a lot of fun. This trophy was not fun, and it took about 12 seconds for the state of Iowa to reject it. Not only reject it, but reject it in a big way. But yes, it's been 5 years. 5 years, believe it or not, since that trophy came out.
I had put that so far away out of my memory that I was shocked when you brought it up.
And
5 years.
Brian from Anamosa, by the way, congratulations. You're going to pick up some delicious Dr. Pepper and some Dr. Pepper swag and some KGYM swag as well. If you forgot what the trophy looked like, do yourself a favor. Go revisit it just for fun.
Or not.
Or not. I think they made the right move going away from it. I'm not even sure where the trophy is at right now. I know somebody has it. If the certain group that sponsors it still has it, I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe it's in somebody's basement. I don't know. Maybe it's a paperweight. I really don't know. But I had the father and the son and the basket of corn, the bushel basket full of corn, and the adoring wife and daughter over there.
It was
there.
Horrible. God.
Oh, my gosh. Good thing it never
made. But luckily they got it right. They commissioned a new one, and it's better.
It is much better. All right. Good weekend coming up. The Olympics will close up shop down in Rio. Hopefully everything will go well, and some more medals coming to the United States. And they will pretty much have the Ryder Cup teams ready to go after the Wyndham this weekend and then get to the FedEx Cup next week.
So. Indeed. Keep an eye on the skies the next 24 hours, but shapes up to be nice, cool weekend, on especially Sunday.
And we're going to get to the links. Yeah. All right, APC, they're coming up next.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL, all of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles Red Line Sales Event. Visit your local Victory dealer right now and get rebates from $750 to $2,500 off MSRP on a new V-twin powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the new big wheel Magnum.